Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And there we go. Good morning, Bub. It's another beautiful morning here in sunny South Florida, man. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Just, cranking away already. We've been here at the facility for a couple hours now and, just running through this thing like a train, dude.
Yeah, man, having a great time, huh? Good morning to everybody around the world, including you haters out there. We know about you. We're going to be talking about you shortly. Jane Taylor and her crew out there. Hey, Jane, you're ineffective, man. Go lay down, take a nap somewhere. We got something we're going to drop on you this weekend or this week on the internet. So you and your
that way, the whole world will see the truth.
Yeah, we're going to drop the world on you here. So keep on, Jane. Good morning, everybody. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please join us and shop our online apparel. The Outlaw is loosed in here in Jupiter, Bub, down in Abacoa, isn't she, man?
Yeah, man, it's I've actually got to leave here at 10 this morning, head straight over there. We may be meeting Jerry over there and just getting a bunch of work done in the store. She's gonna put us to work, dude.
Right on, man. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in outlaw boutique and apparel and accessories. Robin and Layla will be in the store today, man. Make sure you guys stop in and see it. If nothing else, the beauty of the two women will drop you in your tracks right there. 561-660-6695. Miss Outlaw Boutique, and we can see it right there. There's the beautiful Miss Outlaw herself right there. Morpheus Design, ladies and gentlemen, we've gotten so many requests to do a second episode on paint versus wrap, and we have Jesse Morpheus actually joining us live here in the studio today, Bub.
Yeah, man, he's here. What's up, Jesse?
How's it going?
Good morning, Jesse. How are you, man?
I'm so excited. This is so cool.
It's all so good, man. We had your business partner, who actually, he's your brother, I believe, Jess, stopped in like about a month ago, man.
Yeah, that's the older brother.
Oh, man. It's crazy, man.
He paves the way, and then I follow, and I smooth it over.
All of you Morpheuses are amazing people, man. Torque Auto Storage, Bub, for the finest in exotic car storage. Doesn't matter if you've got a 69 VW, man. They'll take care of you over there.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Anything you can imagine. All indoors, all completely climate-controlled, man. The cars are taken care of,
right on.
Gassed up, detailed, ready to go, man. So you put in that phone call, and it's ready.
They're there, man, aren't
they?
That's it. Yep. It's crazy, man. And those guys over there, Bub, can't say enough about them, man.
I can imagine you trying to pull in there with a truck and trailer.
I did it.
Insurance claim.
Yeah, the whole side of the building went out. They stored everybody's cars during the hurricane, man. A lot of people don't know that Torque and Morpheus are side by side.
Yeah.
They are actually in the same
all
building.
All under one roof.
So,
yep.
You know, Jesse and Jeff and crew over there are able to service the cars from, you know, Torque. They can do the wraps. They can do the graphics, man. They can do all of this great stuff.
Yeah.
It's one stop over there, man.
Yeah, one stop for everything, man.
As long
as Jesse doesn't pull out the wrong 458 Ferrari. Oops, wrapped the wrong one. Back that one up again.
Yeah, right. Now, it's kind of funny because I tell a lot of the clients that come there for Torque, I tell them that this is my daycare, and I actually will be watching over your baby.
Right on. That's right. That's correct.
So it's like they know. It's like, if I'm not going to be wrapping your car, at least, you know, I'm watching your car.
Yep. Right on, you're watching,
man.
It. Yep.
Yeah. Right on. Right on, man. So good stuff going on, man. All around the Lion Pride, Bub. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, will be down there tomorrow from 8 to 12 with the rally and race team in the VIP section, Bub.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. You know, hopefully the weather will hold out for us. It was super rainy this morning, man, but, you know, hopefully tomorrow the weather will hold out for us. We'll have a good time down there as we always do at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, man. It's, it's always a hit. We're actually going to hook up with the Dent family afterwards at like 12, 12:15.
Right on, man.
And, you know, go get some lunch somewhere and just have a good time, you know.
Lucky Denton family, yeah, man. That's really, really good. By the way, for Jane Taylor and her crew, we'd like to see you come down and visit us and join us at the Cars and Coffee event.
It'll never
tomorrow.
Happen. They'll never
Palm
do
Beach,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keyboard warriors and people who like to dial along the phones a lot. But just everybody keep an eye on the internet. Watch what's getting ready to drop this week.
Yep.
We got a surprise for you. So
big surprise coming.
People who like to hate eventually get the truth thrown up in their face. So we'll be down there tomorrow, 8 to 1. It's exit 71. You still got a time to get on a plane, fly on down, meet us there, and let's talk face to face. Let's see how you do.
Yep.
Right, bud?
I'll be there.
Yeah, how about that, man?
Clearly everybody knows where I am and what I'm doing.
Exactly.
So come on.
Yeah, come
I'm
on.
I'm right here.
That's exactly right. Try calling the sponsors. Jesse Morpheus, good morning, man. How you doing, bub?
I'm doing so good.
Man, thanks for joining us.
Beautiful day. Nice little ride I took here.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I wanted to come on the show just to kind of talk about some of the things that I do.
Right on.
Some of the passions that I have. Actually, why I'm in this business.
Let's talk about it, man, because we've had 100 people ask us, can we do part two? Because some people have heard of the replay of it on Blog Talk. As you know, our show airs 8 times a day. On top of our daily show as well. So we've had a lot of requests for this. So I appreciate you taking the short notice.
That sounds great to me. That sounds great to me, even being requested. I love that. It's because, you know, it's always tough when you, when you're going into business and you're doing a business for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's always tough. You know, I grew up, my father was a window tinner in New Jersey.
Wow, man.
So I grew up around window tinning and, you know, learning that portion of it. And when I came to Florida, you know, wrapping was something I actually wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I sought it out and went and learned off some of the guys who were the best. And, you know, here I am now doing it for myself. And I know all the little tricks and all the little skills that you need to do every little bit of the business. And it's like I'm flexing. You know, even if you saw my own truck, mm-hmm. it's like I'm just kind of showing off. Like,
mm-hmm. sure, right on. Man.
I have an artistic background, and that's really what drove me, is I love to do art. And mm-hmm. so one of the new branches that we're now going off into is the interior design. We have a couple of crazy awesome interior decorators that are now using me for wall art. So now it's like,
wow.
Now I can take my art to the next level. And that's really what I want to do, is I want to take my art to the next level. Because
mm-hmm.
It's a thorn of taste. That's really that's like my slogan. It's our slogan, is authority of taste. I know what you are wanting. I know you don't know how to get there. And I'm going to make mm-hmm. the right decisions to get you there.
Right.
And now to take that for interior design.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, wrap can go anywhere. It's just, I mean, these guys who manufacture the wrap, they're just laughing because the product that they're making is just, it can go anywhere. Concrete, brick, walls, cars, windows.
And a lot of people don't know that, Bub. And just like you with the SEMA car that you're building right now, you did a very, very custom style interior in that. We've shown bits and pieces of it. We can't talk about too much of it. But you know that artistic side. Certainly, you're one of the top three in the industry today. You know what that feeling is all about, man.
Well, yeah, man. It's, it's when you have an artistic creativity side to you, it's, you know, anything can just be, literally, it's endless. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, when we're doing, you know, whether it's custom interiors, custom paint, custom wheels and tires, you know, suspension. I mean, I was talking with actually Jerry, who we're going to go do some stuff with earlier. We're literally doing a golf cart for him right now. And I told him, I was like, listen, bro, it is endless. I mean, it's literally at the end of the day, it's all about how far you want to go and how much money you want to put at something.
That's right.
I mean, even on a golf cart, you could put 10 grand into a freaking golf cart, maybe 15, 20 in aftermarket upgrades between wheels and tires, suspension, audio systems, carbon fiber, the paint to it, the upholstery. I mean, you can literally go crazy on a golf cart, you know?
Exactly.
So it's just, how far do you want to go? When do you really want to stop? And how much budget can you apply to it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And don't try to cheap the job as you're going along the way. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with that. A lot of people try to come in and ask you to do more for less, not understanding the labor and the cost of materials involved.
I love being honest.
Exactly.
That's the cool thing. I educate every single client, whether they want to hear it or not.
Yep.
I let them know, you know, if someone comes into me with a lower quote, I will tell them that you want me to match that. I will, but this is how it's matched
mm-hmm.
with this type of material.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them the benefits and the
pros and cons,
the disadvantages of using those other types. And like, I don't really like to do it. I'd rather turn someone away than give them
do
something
a lower end. That's right.
Cheesy.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's really how it's been, you know. And I'm not a crazy astronomical price guy. I'm so fair. I really, the way that I operate is I want a fair price, but I want to leave you happy because your happiness
is everything.
Is my
that's
business.
Correct. That's right.
That's how I stay alive is you're happy. You're like, look what I got done. You're showing your friends see the quality and they're like, dude, I want that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come to me. And that's what's actually been growing. I'm swamp busy, you know, and I love
there you
that.
Go.
I love that. And that's really, that's because of the methodology and that's for really as who we are as people. You know, we love people. We like people.
That's it. That's it. You get into this to enjoy people. Unfortunately, people destroy it too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
People, there are too many negative people.
That's why it took us so long to even get on Yelp because it's like, God forbid, someone's upset. It's like one review.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't, you know what, Jess? Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Look at a hurricane. Everyone gets scared. You know, presidency. Yeah. Everyone gets. Yep. People. That's how people are. Yeah. People get scared, and it takes a while for to smooth over and go back to normal.
Yeah.
And it's like during that lull. Yeah. You know, do I want to survive? Do I feel like surviving during the lull?
Just don't give up. You don't let anybody or anything beat you down or beat you back. In fact, you keep your head held high and your shoulders pulled back, and you walk. You launch through it because.
Well, I mean, you know, the biggest part about it is in a situation like that. You know, Jess. I mean, you're very familiar with your quality of work. You know what you produce in your mind and your heart. You know what you're doing. You know what you're putting on those cars, and that's it. Everything else is just walls on the side. You know, just do your thing and just cruise right on through.
That's it, man. You know, I live inside a box right now. I make fun.
Exactly.
I'm there Monday through Sunday. Well, I won't be there today because I'm actually wrapping an airplane, but I am there literally 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night because I'm just, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm going to build this business.
Yep.
It's going to be great. And eventually the clientele will learn, hey, I want this done a certain way. Go see Jesse.
Guys are the industry leader in the wrap. And we had a guy come in yesterday, Bob, with a Buick, owns a limousine company. He hit a parking pole at the garage picking up somebody.
Yeah.
And Bob told him it's $3,000 worth of work. I talked to the owner personally on the phone and he said, I had somebody tell me they can do it for $600. Here, Bob, take it, walk right on down the road.
Wow.
The light assembly that's broken.
It's going to be more than that.
Is $700 alone my cost. So take it down the road. So you can't let people underbid you or cheap you out.
Wow.
I mean, not in today's world. No, no. You know, if you want something good, you got to pay for it. It's just that simple, man. There's a certain level and a grade to everything. It doesn't matter if you're going to buy a cell phone, if you're going to buy headphones, you can buy headphones for $6.99, the little gummy bear thing looking ones.
Yeah.
Or you can buy $400 Dre Beats. You know, there's so many different things out there that have a low end, a medium end, a high end, and then a freaking 5-star plus, you know, there's all these different items out there. And that's the way every industry is. You can go buy a Ford Fiesta. You can go buy a Lamborghini.
You know, well, and that's why it doesn't matter what industry you're in. In the industry, because it is quality for you.
Yeah. As long as you shoot for quality, you know what you're going to pay for, you know what you're going to get. That's all that matters.
So is there a difference, Jesse, in the quality of materials that different wrap companies use? I know you guys go top shelf all the way. Is there a difference?
There is definitely a difference.
Talk to us about it.
See, the scary part is like, you know, here on Talking Live is, do I talk about the companies that I think are not so good?
Yes.
I just don't. I don't name drop when I'm going to shoot them down.
Right. That's what I'm trying not to do. Okay.
Jane Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep it kind of generic. Yes, there are differences in qualities of.
What makes them different? Tell us about it.
It's going to be, number one is adhesive.
Okay.
The glue. And there's all different types of glues. But the type of glue that you use, everyone has seen. And this is what it doesn't make sense, because if you put out nothing but good material, the hoopla wouldn't exist. Now, a lot of people are afraid of wrap and graphics because when you see some trailers or cars all cracked up, dirt is collected. It's like, no, I would never want that.
Yeah.
And who would? And that's because manufacturers out there trying to make a buck, they produce a very low cost wrap that people could take, wrap companies will take and give you, oh yeah, you want to wrap your whole truck for $500, I got you.
Yeah,
and if that's all you want,
it's gonna look great for
6 months.
Yeah, for 6 months, it's gonna look great. But all of a sudden, but that's now it's your problem.
Yep,
That's your problem. And then all of a sudden, now taking it off, you're gonna be destroying your car with a little plastic razor. That's really what's gonna happen. Is you remove it, you destroy.
And a good wrap too. A good wrap. And correct me if I'm wrong. You can, a year, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you can grab a piece of that panel and just start pulling, and it'll come right up in one sheet.
It's awesome.
You just peel it up.
And that's why some of the top brand leaders have fixed those issues. Years ago, they fixed those issues.
Yeah.
But trying to get that stigma of, the graphics
yeah.
and the issues, away has been tough, but yeah, you can literally grab a corner and peel.
Just start pulling.
I mean, that we did the Morpheus car. It was we just grabbed little corners and you pull. The whole thing pulls right off.
The Porsche.
Mm-hmm. And it's left beautiful. So, you know, the quality is going to be in the glue. I mean, now there's different glues for all different applications. You know, if you're doing a flat wall and like, all right, I did a dance floor over the weekend, last weekend. Full printed 20 by 20 dance floor. Mm. It was beautiful. I have a photo on the phone. It's online somewhere, but I mean, it was beautiful. This was a concrete floor. It was at the Addison. Tile floor, not concrete, but you know, it was tile. It wasn't, you know, not very tightly for a wedding. We went in there, boom, threw down 5 strips, 20 foot long, and their name in the middle, white, with some details that accented their theme, their color. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I was very happy for the bride.
You were blown away.
I was happy for the bride that, like, your wedding will now be a beautiful wedding. Yeah. Not that it wouldn't have been without, but it just was such a game changer. But again, that adhesive came right up at the end of the dance floor. People were dancing at high heels, I mean, stomping on it, dancing on it. Perfection, and it just pulled right up, and that was because of the glue. It was a quality glue made for that application. And again, if you don't know enough about wraps and the adhesives, you're gonna hurt somebody's car. I can't tell you enough how many times people have come in to bring a car to get the wrap removed, and I have to have a conversation with them. I have to make them sign a waiver. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about what is on your car, but here's the possibilities. So just in case. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know.
It's all part of being a smart businessman, really, is
what
it is.
You have to know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really smart part. When you talk about, Bub, you know, when you paint a car, you paint a car typically deep. You've got a lot of primer, a lot of sealer, a lot of paint, and a lot of clear coat on it.
Yeah.
Because it protects against chips. Mm-hmm. And if there's a scratch, certainly you can address that problem, correct?
Yeah. You know, and that's actually, you know, one of the questions that somebody had asked us about kind of what led us up to this show was, you know, what is today's world? Is today's world paint? Is today's world wrapping? So, and I would say in today's world, it is wraps. I really would. In the aftermarket world, especially like the custom car world, the high end, the exotics, you know, the stuff at SEMA, it's wraps. I mean, people go, they buy these cars. They're typically new. They're not so much the older side anymore, but they're typically new. They're clean. The paint jobs are ready to go. So you go and you get them wrapped. You can get them wrapped in, you know, matte finishes, pearlescent finishes, anything you could possibly imagine. You can get these things wrapped in. And when you're done, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you peel it off and you go again, right? But at the same turn, where people wanted to know is, painting dead? No, painting's still not dead. In order to do a wrap, you still have to have a finished surface to work on. It has to be a good surface. It can't just be a flaky clear coat, something that's 15, 20 years old, can't have rust bubbling through. You still have to take care of all of those problems first.
Well, I love what you were saying there, and I'm going to modify and add to that a little bit. I feel about paint is perfection. Paint is is amazing. And people love paint. People paint. People always love paint. Paint is this camera working?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Paint is amazing. Okay. So let me just clarify. I prefer people have nice paint.
Yeah.
Because what I'll say is there's two different ways to look at it. If you love your paint and your paint is nice, you protect it.
Yeah.
If your paint is, you know, not so nice.
Yeah.
You wrap it up, cover it, and call it a day. So, you know, in the world where protection, it's amazing. Think of it like Star Trek, like a force field. Like, what if you could have a force field for your paint?
Because
you know, you take a microfiber on a beautiful paint job, you do even a light wipe, you're gonna see,
sometimes you get a little swirl or a scratch.
You're going to.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's an imperfect world we live in.
Yep.
I mean,
it's correct.
So trying to keep your perfect paint perfect in an imperfect world, you that means you're crazy if you think you can. You have to have a protection, and that is where the PPF paint protection film comes in, where I do a lot of that. I do so much of that. It's almost a 50-50 mix because, you know, if someone comes in, I'm not going to try and force them onto a wrap. Oh, cover up your paint. Yes. Okay. A wrap is going to protect your paint as well. I mean, not as perfect as paint protection film. Mm-hmm. That's 10 years of perfection. A wrap, let's be real. It's a sticker. I mean, vinyl.
It's vinyl.
So, you know, how strong is the sticker? I mean, it's not going to protect against, like, you know, something huge, but yes, your paint is going to be technically living under a shadow. So
that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know what I mean? So yeah, you're going to protect your paint no matter what, but why would you cover it up if it's beautiful?
Sure.
Protect it with a clear PPF film. You know, the company I use is Expo.
Yep.
There's a lot of other ones out there. I don't use them. Mm-hmm. I should. A lot of people tell me I should.
Yeah.
It's very cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
But again, doing the right thing. X-Bell, I mean, they are
top quality.
I tell you, I've had guys come in. I don't even know who these guys are. They've got X-Bell on their car from somebody else, mm-hmm. from somewhere else. One guy came from Massachusetts, and there was something up with his hood. I called X-Bell. I said, hey, you know, this guy's got a warranty. He has a 10-year warranty. He was like mm-hmm. 3 years in. They're like, oh, yep, just good. Take it off. Put a new one on. We'll send the funds for it.
Wow.
What?
Just covered. Done.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real story.
Wow. That's
very good, man.
I'm like, you guys are insane. They're just trying to take over the world, I think. But
yeah.
That's with that kind of quality.
Well, that,
yeah,
they'll do it.
They're slowly doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, then I work closely with my X-Bell rep, and I just make sure that everything that's done is just perfect.
And, Bub, how does it compare, you know, from a chip perspective, say, you know, these exotics, we run them up and down the highways at a pretty heavy rate of speed.
You can still, you know, like Jess mentioned, it's, you know, you're still going to get imperfections. I mean, if you get a rock chip, you're getting a rock chip. It doesn't matter if it's wrapped, if you've got paint, if you've got the best paint in the world, if you have the best wrap in the world, you get a rock chip, you're getting a rock chip. But at the same time, it's also very easy to go through. And if you're using a high quality film, you can grab the corner, peel it off and lay a new sheet on. And it's just that easy. So sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's a little more beneficial. You know, and when, you know how it is when we do high end bumpers here and stuff on the exotics, man, I go all the way. You know, I literally go through, not like traditional paint and repair facilities where they'll just tape everything up on the car, scuff it down and shoot it on the front end. I literally go through and take the front bumper off, very much like they do at Morpheus. They pull the bumpers off. They take the doors off. I mean, literally everything is done to a point where it is like you're getting a paint job done. Yeah. It's not just, you know, tape up a little bit here and then throw some stuff on it and let it roll.
Yeah. You guys take the car apart, man.
Yeah. There's a lot. Well, some you don't have to, but most you do.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, people don't understand. You have to be very careful with that because there are clips and things like that that'll break much of what they're plastic. Man, let's face it.
Yeah. It's kind of, I mean, it's, you know, it's almost like toot my own horn. Like I have to myself and the guys that I work with, they have to be with the same, what do they call it? The triple threats, like, you know, people in acting and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it's
yep.
almost like you got to be a quadruple where it's like, I prefer you to be able to design. If you can't, I got you. But you need to be able to dismantle vehicles.
Yep.
You have to be able to wrap. And mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have all of these things all in one. Cause it's tough. If you could only do one, like, oh, I can just wrap. I don't take stuff apart.
What good are you to
yeah,
me?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Right.
Or I'll take it apart so that you can wrap it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem. You know, all too often it's hard to find honest quality people here in this industry.
Yeah.
It's very, very
no, big
hard.
Time, big time, especially from a skill set standpoint. You know, again, just like you're saying is, you know, you don't just need a guy that has just one little skill set. You need somebody that you can literally say, okay, here's your job. Go start to finish. Come back if there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to see if there's a problem, you know, unless there's a problem. That's it.
Every single wrap shop will always have one main guy and then in and out are a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And,
Same thing with us, man.
Yeah.
But see, the problem is while you have an in and out guy, what damage is he going to do? So for me, it's like, nope, I'm just me. That's it.
Yeah.
That's something we learned the hard way. We used to outsource things. Because of the expense of keeping it all in house. And we got screwed so many times by so many different players, you know, and it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
I
didn't bring it inside.
I trained my fiance.
Did you?
We just had a baby. Her name is Meadow.
She's nice, man.
5 months old and cute as a button. And, you know, so it really is just, it's like a family operation.
It's what we do too.
My fiance and I, we together wrap cars and it's like, you know, like, you know, you don't know anyone better than you know your spouse. So,
right.
So as we're working, I she knows if I'm getting upset because you're not doing pull over there.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And like, you know, it's like there's that where you kind of mesh with somebody. So for me, that's perfect. I got the best of both worlds.
Does it create a lot of stress? Does she run the administrative side of things?
Yeah, she does a lot of design, which is like,
really,
I couldn't believe I hit the jackpot. I mean, not only is she strikingly gorgeous, but she also designs.
She
designed the dance floor wrap that we did last weekend.
Okay. Two very artistic people.
I can't believe how lucky I got. Who would have thought?
Keep her close, man.
Oh, yeah.
Keep her close.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you love her and she loves you and it's the right thing, man, don't let her go.
I've got my own little happiness, my own little world, and
it's
great. And that's why, you know, for my clients out there, it's like if you're a people person, you love people, come love me. Come hang out. Let's do something fun and everything's good.
That's the way it's supposed
to
be.
No drama, no bad. If you know.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Unfortunately, with these cars, you get a lot of drama and a lot of baggage.
It's tough.
Yep.
But I'm blessed. I have a lot of good clients. You know, I've got a guy, Steve. He's so good. We're doing his Viper. I mean, I couldn't be happier with a client like that.
Yeah.
Everything is just, hey, man, that's cool.
Yeah. Good people. Yeah. Good people, man.
Take your time. Do what you got to do. Make it perfect.
Do what you got to do. Make it right. But call me when it's done.
That's it. That's What's the average time it takes to wrap a car?
What kind of wrap? Paint protection?
Yeah. Let's just go with that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I shouldn't even ask that. Generally, it's 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. Okay. So it's like us. It's a process, Bob. And you got to go slow.
Yeah.
You have to take your time.
Well, I mean, you have to. You got to go slow. You got to go steady. And, you know, even – and that's, I'm sure, just doing – you know, just your standard, either paint protection, film the PPF, or just in your colors, you know, whether you're going from a matte to a pearl to whatever people want. That's just, you know, 3 to 5 days a minimum. I mean, that's a comfort level right there. But then, you know, you get into doing stuff like all the MIP cars, right? So the MIP track vet, I mean, that kind of stuff is probably twice as long, just in terms that's of the fact that it's got so many layers. I think you guys had 5 or 6 different color tones going on that wrap. And I mean, there were 1/8-inch lines that had to line up on every panel. So I'm sure that took a lot more time.
That was insane. That was me just trying to like flex a little bit. Like, hey, there's not a whole lot of guys out there that are doing, you know, complete printed race car wrap designs.
Yeah, right.
You know, everything's usually a piece on top of a piece on top of a piece.
Right.
Yeah. That, you know, there's no layers. It's all printed.
Just one.
And I almost enjoy the challenge of the mathematical lineup. I mean, if you see these templates before, I have a photo I can show you guys, but basically if you take a car, picture taking a car and slamming against the ground, squishing it flat like a bug,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the panels are going
out. I've seen that photo. Yeah.
I design like
on top
that,
of that, yeah.
where everything's designed to come.
That's okay. You're
everything's fine. Designed to come together.
Yep.
You know, that is for someone out there that wants to do a project. It's actually a fun process if you look at it properly. Like I have a client right now, it's a Go Forever Green, and they do synthetic grass. And this gentleman came in and the guy was awesome. I mean, the things that they've been doing with this synthetic grass, mm-hmm. I mean, the world is just turning fake as we know it, but I mean, it's just one step closer, but still he wants to get like a bunch of trailers done, a bunch of trucks done. And he understands and he is anxious for the process of the design.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 3 to 5 days to wrap a car. Yes. But there's also on the back end is the design. You got to properly plan that out.
Yeah.
And then you got to go through the printing and the laminating, the cutting. And that. So 3 to 5 days, yes, to wrap, but the design
process. You still have time.
The design process could take weeks.
Yeah. Mm. So a lot of time invested, man. And it's, you know, again, that goes back to, you know, our initial question of paint versus wraps. You know, both of them take a lot of time. It doesn't matter what you're doing and, you know, whether you're going baby small or if you're going all the way, they take time to do it right.
What about color variety?
Anything you can imagine, correct?
It's amazing.
Endless.
They just keep coming out with more. I don't know if you guys saw that one color change Lamborghini that we did.
Yes. Yes.
So the client wanted to replicate the 96 Cobra.
Okay.
Remember the green to purple chameleon?
Yep.
So I didn't know that was even out there. So, all right, let me search. And boom, we found the product. That product was made by Avery Dennison. Mm-hmm. I can always say it wrong. Denson. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, look at this. The Color Flow series. And I fell in love with all of them. I was actually going to wrap my own truck with that. And, you know, I got X-nayed by my partner, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no. He goes, we're a print shop. You print your truck. I'm like, fine. But still, colors, unlimited. It's just unlimited. Anything that there's going to be available for paint, there's going to be available for a wrap. Because think about it, you know, it's the same. It's almost the same process. You're spraying either on a car or you're spraying on a vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to find the same tones
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm. Is the adhesive on? Are the laminated sheets that you're using and cutting? Is that already pre-adhesive? Or do you put it on the vehicle itself and then lay the wrap on top of it?
No, they're definitely pre. The adhesive is always part of it.
So much is it like window tinting, for example? I know when we tint windows, we'll use a solution of, say, baby shampoo and water, right, Bub?
Yeah,
mix it up so you can still move it.
There's so many different hidden things out there that people say with the like window tinting solutions, man. You can buy solutions pre-mixed, ready to go, and add some water to it. You can use baby oil, a couple drops of that with some soap. You can use soapy water. It all depends on your skill set, man. Yeah. Some people don't need much at all, if any.
How do you guys do it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you literally, to do some things, you have to be a chemist. And it's, I'm not even kidding. Like, there's certain parts of a car, like the Dodge Viper ACR, okay?
Yeah.
The hood on that has those six vents.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you need to be a chemist to be able to get that section of the car done. The rest of the car, not so bad. You could use just some soapy water.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you have to mix a special solution. I'm not going to say it because it's my secret.
Yep.
A special solution with a, I'll tell you, say this, with a CC of baby soap and then hot water. A CC of baby soap and then hot water.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use the hot water, not the same.
Really?
Why? I don't know. But the hot water infuses with the special solution and then the baby soap and the hot water. And then all of a sudden it changes. And with that, you get a certain amount of slip with a certain amount of grip where you can get no stretch lines. It's crazy. You have to know what solution for what sections of the car that you're going to do. And there's parts where like if you're wrapping around and all of a sudden you have to make a 90 degree turn.
Yep.
Well, you can't use the same stuff. You need to spray that with something where it's going to lock down. So now you can pull against that.
I get it. Yeah.
Otherwise you'll never make it to the other side.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't know this ahead of time, you're going to waste a piece or you're going to put something on a car that you're not proud of that you're going to try and hope the customer doesn't see.
Yeah.
No fun. No good. You have to be a chemist.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of time, man, not only from an install standpoint, from a prep standpoint, like you're saying, you know, just getting the designs, the wraps, the theme ready of the build, you know, getting that done, plus the skill set to install. I mean, it's a lot, dude.
It's an awful lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm waiting for the market to recognize what I am doing. It's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very good because I've had a few companies call me up and offer me a position, a very, very generous position. And I mean, it's tough to turn down some things that are just so good. And I did. I turned it down because, you know, for me, I'm never the type of guy where I'm going to go up to the finish line and quit.
Mm-hmm.
I will cross the finish line.
Yep. And keep going.
Whether I have a broken leg or I'm flying, I'm going across the finish line. So for me, it's just not an option, but it just feels so good to get that phone call. I mean, I'm not going to mention names, but there's a company that I had reached out to like 7 years ago because I wanted to get into wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned me down. And I told them, listen, I can do this. I can do that. And they're like, no, sorry, you have to have experience. Turn me down. And then to get that phone call where, hey, we'd like to, you know, have you come over. And it was just, I told him, I go, I want to say thank you.
Yeah. Like
That's it. I was like, I just want to say thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly right, man. That's exactly right. Now, Bub, I know Jesse had to go at 9:30. Do you still have to roll? Do you have to get going?
Yeah. I have to actually wrap an airplane today.
So let's talk a little bit about that real quick before you do leave, because I knew you were on a crunch.
Yeah, that's always been my number one question. Cause I do know that you guys have wrapped, I mean, private jets, you wrap larger planes. I mean, crazy stuff. How do you do that point at the front, the nose cone?
The nose cone? Okay.
Like where it's a straight freaking point. I mean, can you literally take a piece of vinyl and pull that without stretching and
talk
webs?
Talk about having grip and stretching.
That's always been my curious one.
How do I explain it? All right, so picture this. Picture that we have the four guys holding a square piece of wrap.
Correct.
And we're going to heat it up. We're going to heat up and you guys are going to pull real tight. And then I'm going to come along and I'm going to take my fist and I'm going to punch through it. Well, as I punch through the middle of that wrap, what's going to happen is on a, you know, on a seismic level, every little molecule of the wrap that's touching my fist is going to spread and give and stretch.
Open up.
And open up. And the rest is going to still stay, you know, relatively, you know.
Intact.
Neutral pressure.
Sure.
Am I explaining this right?
Yeah,
I got it. I'm with you.
Okay, so basically you have to do that same type of thing where you'll heat it up and then all of a sudden, boom, you land.
You just go for it.
And sometimes, honestly, with the wraps, it's got memory. It's so creepy. You'll have to do it once, do it twice, and then the third time it works.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. It all of a sudden it remembers how it was warped and stretched, like scarred. It's like you're scarring it. But you have to scar it in a way where you don't actually
damage it,
leave scars.
Because that's a pretty tricky piece to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a full 360 degree tapered cone.
Yeah. No, it's no fun. but fortunately that I won't be stressing out with that today because we're not wrapping the front.
You're doing the leading edges of the wings, aren't you?
Yeah, actually. Okay. So paint protection film started way back in World War II. Do we know this?
I didn't
know
that.
No idea.
It started way back in World War II for helicopter blades when they were going in to do the rescue missions and pick up the, you know, the injured vets. They had the leading edge of the props of the blades wrapped to protect them from all the dirt and all the rocks. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was initially created for. And it has survived since then and been used on still on helicopter blades. And now, you know, obviously the automotive industry picked it up and it's, you know, why not? But the leading edge of planes around the cowling where the prop is going to have the prop wash, all those areas. If you go look at any airplane, you're going to look at like thousands of little nicks and tacks and this and that. It's all over. It's again, imperfect world. It's going to happen. But if you wrap that with the paint protection film, it's going to protect it. So the whole leading edge, you know, I mean, and think about it, airflow has to be perfect. It can't be interrupted. And you know, oh, you're being, you know, you're going crazy with it. No, it really matters. If you have, let's just imagine one wing is perfect and one wing has a bunch of junk on it. Is your plane going to fly the same on both sides? No.
It's going to pull.
It's going to do something. It's going to interrupt the airflow. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be wrapping the leading edge with the paint protection film, and it's going to keep that airflow perfect because, you know, it needs to part where speeds over the top and speeds under the bottom and the vacuum.
Well, wings are designed differently. The top has kind of a bow to it where all the bottom's flat. It's what gives the wing lift and allows the – so it has to be perfect. It has to – you're decreasing the flow over the top.
My all my family are pilots. I'm the only one that is not. But I have the most passion for it. I love that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And it's such a cool concept. You know, you watch a bird fly and it's like, you – lucky dog.
Exactly. Especially here in South Florida where we have all the aquatic bird life where the wingspans are huge. Yeah. And you see they fly, they literally fly in squadrons and it looks like a series of bombers coming in.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing to watch them.
And then they drop a deuce on your head.
That's right. Well, where do you think the whole bomber idea came from?
That's it.
They drop it on your car, but if you have paint protection, it's no big deal.
And you just wipe it off and you keep going.
You know, that's something kind of funny. I was having a conversation with a client that was in yesterday. He's taking his car to SEMA. He has a booth. And he's wanting to know if, you know, we could do something for his car with paint protection film. And I'm like, well, I don't own Expel, so, you know, it's not on me. But I'll find out for it. But he was kind of taken back when we started to go over like the concepts. He's like, why would I not wrap my whole car? And I told him, I go, really? I go, you know, this is unofficial what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. You could literally, if your car is dirty with paint protection film, you can literally just take some spray wax and just
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because even if, who cares? You're gonna leave some scratches, some swirls. Don't worry, the sun is gonna cook it, and it's gonna go back to being smooth again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, why would you not protect your paint? It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Wow. A lot of good information.
A lot of good stuff, man.
How about that?
Who would have thought?
Who'd have thought? Right? Who'd have thought? So, Jesse, thank you for joining us, man. I know you got to get down there to the airplane and everything, man. How does everybody get in touch with you? I know Jane Taylor knows how, but how does the public get in touch with you?
Oh, thank you so much. If you'd like to find me for any services, you can find me at morpheusdesign.com. Feel free to call my personal cell phone. It's always on, 561-901-6635. My email is jesse@morpheusdesign.com.
And what's the phone number again, please?
The phone number is 561-901-6635.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is why Bubba hooks up so closely with Jesse there. It's quality, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah, man, big time quality, you know, and one of the things we didn't even touch on is, you know, Jesse and I were talking the other night, Morpheus is the official vinyl and logo wrap on the SEMA build this year, so stay tuned for that. They haven't, we haven't finalized on that yet, but it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
That car is going to be insane.
Morpheus is on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision Turbo SEMA Mustang.
Yep.
And you'll see the work of Morpheus. The whole world will see it there at SEMA, Bub.
Yeah, it's going to look insane.
So, yeah, everybody will see that work there.
We're
carrying out to Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned. You will personally experience that quality.
Yep.
Right on.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, it's going
to
be crazy.
I just got to get that car built, dude. I got 3 weeks left, and I got about 6 months left to work. Yeah,
you've been building like an animal, man. The interior of that thing's incredible.
Dude, it's looking pretty stupid. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I got all the parts in from CPE yesterday. The powder coating on them is
just
insane, dude. I mean, literally the front mount intercooler on this thing is like, it's like 4 feet by 2.5 feet. I don't know if it's even going to fit.
We're going to have CPE join us too, man.
Yes, we will. Yeah, Monday we'll film live with them.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Jesse, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you being part of our family, man, and all the love.
You guys are a lot of fun. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Right on, man.
All right,
thank you, Jesse. We love you, man. Go get that airplane wrap. Everybody, Jesse Morpheus from Morpheus Designs. Everything you need, it's right there. Facebook, on the web. They are everywhere. And trust me, when I say they do all the exotics in South Florida, these are the people. They're the leading edge people. Jesse, thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. God bless you, man. We love you, man. There he goes, Bub. Jesse Morpheus, man.
Out the door, just out like that. Door.
Bub, you did get some great parts in from CPE yesterday. Mom just texted me and said we're cutting in and out. We're probably having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, no, it's I'm watching over here the whole time. The internet connection keeps coming and going. It looks like they're trying to get us up and running here on the 4G LTE. It's kind of coming in, kind of not, but you know, it's a little choppy on the
ladies
other end.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so they
apologize.
May edit it a little bit.
We have tried all week. It's been a little bit challenging to bring you all these shows, and it's upsetting to us because we like being in your living room and in your hearts with you, and we appreciate you making us number one in the ratings out there. But we are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, and we are also the host of the number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream.
Yeah, man, we have a lot of fun with it. You know, just you know, getting all of our product information out there, and you know, just staying in front of everybody all the time, and just showing off that quality we do, man. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, in every industry, you're going to have haters, man. But we've got a couple that just won't, you know, they won't settle down, and they just keep up with their nonsense, man. I'll tell you what, it's, you know, you can't defy the fact that, or deny the fact that, you know, the builds we're doing, the people we're associated with, you know, they're top dogs, they're big animals. And we've got a ride going into SEMA this year, which is, you know, that's one of the strongest things you're ever going to do in the automotive industry. You know, so once you hit that, I mean, that's pretty much, that says it all, you know, and this has nothing to do with quality. It has to do with people and their nonsense all the time and a misunderstanding of certain things. And we're going to go ahead and let the world see the true story to a couple situations. So we're going to get them out there. You know, we stayed quiet. We stayed in our corner. We kept cruising through. But
yeah, enough's enough.
Enough's enough. So we're going to go ahead and throw it all out there for everybody.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. And then there's going to be a counteroffensive launch. And it's going to be very, very expensive for the opposing side.
Yep. So good luck. Have fun.
Yep. It, you know, you can only, you can poke the bear a lot of times. But
hey, man,
when you pull the bull by the tail, what are you going to get?
Sometimes you get a little more than you want.
You're going to get gored. You're going to get the horns. And we've been meticulous over the last week, spending a lot of time in and out of meetings, going through, what is it, probably 15 years worth of documentation and pictures, putting things in place. It's going to be presented for the world to see here. I think this week we're going to be dropping that, right?
Yeah, going to be pretty good.
So everybody stay tuned for that. Everybody just stay tuned for that. You'll be seeing haters are not good people, man.
It's you know, just go on about your life now. Move on.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
We're here doing our thing. And, you know, I think anybody that knows us on a true level will tell you that, you know, not only from a quality standpoint, you're never going to get any better. But, you know, if there's ever a problem, we're the first ones to stand up.
We'll stand up behind it. Yeah.
For sure. And I mean, that's the way everybody is in all of our entire crew that we deal with, you know, everything from us to, you know, I mean, everybody. I mean, everyone from Torque Auto Storage to Morpheus to MOB to MIP to, you know, Tony Rienzi to, you know, Giorgio to, I mean, everybody you could possibly imagine. Pure strength, top notch quality, man.
That's right, man.
You know, if there's ever a problem, you just pick up the phone and you handle it. It's just that simple.
That's it.
Some people don't roll like that. Some people aren't professional. They won't just handle things in a professional way. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we got something coming.
How about just Dave? Let me throw a name out there. Dave Morales.
Yeah, that guy's a joke.
Yeah, he's a loser in the game.
All of them are.
Yeah, all of them are. So everybody stay tuned. We're going to be dropping some pretty heavy stuff here. Watch it this week. I know they're out there watching us. They watch every move we make. Well, it's been enough. We've been quiet long enough.
Hey man, it's, you know, it is, it's, you know, the quality of our work speaks for itself, man. It's, you know, it's hands down, it's top notch, man. I mean, it's, you know, our team right now is probably so, the strongest team
ever.
And listen, we've done some serious stuff. We've been featured in almost every magazine in the industry, you know, television. I mean, you name it, we've been there. And, you know, I'll tell you what, man, the team we have established now is probably the strongest team I've ever had in 15 plus years of business.
Yep.
And we've already benchmarked quite a lot of things and set some pretty solid records along the way. So I'll tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to the near future. A lot of crazy things coming out of the facility right now, everything from the client rides to, you know, the track team stuff to all the stuff we're doing with SEMA. So there's a lot of crazy rides coming out, and just, you know, everybody's got to stay tuned for what we've got coming.
Hey, Bub, let me ask you a question. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen now in our production department.
Yeah, man. So we actually just took on a full-time producer to come in and, you know, just ramp things up again to go to that next level. In terms of, you know, audio, video, in terms of, you know, the footage that we've got going around the facility, everything from, you know, just still photographs to, you know, some short clips we're going to be doing to, you know, just, I mean, crazy expansion on our YouTube channel, everything from our live video feeds daily to our Saturday live stream. I mean, so much stuff is going to be out there. It will literally be just full out fun and entertainment while still providing some of the highest end rides the industry is going to get, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you know what, Bob? I love building. I don't get as much time as I'd like to. You know, there was a time when you and I used to build these cars together, side by side. Our paths have kind of veered. I'm not suggesting that our love or respect for each other has veered. We've both matured and grown as businessmen. But our paths from a professional perspective have kind of grown and gone different ways. You and your build style, me in the management style, because life is often a cruel teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that we're not close. It doesn't mean that we're not tight, but where we do really enjoy, is the entertainment side. We really enjoy reaching out to people and touching people's and people and having the opportunity to get in like this and share our lives with people, man.
Well, it's, I mean, not only that, but, you know, we just, you know, you see the quality of work that rolls out of here, man. It's, it's bar none, man. When you see some of it, you know, for all you guys out there that are listening, if you haven't seen some of the sneak peek stuff of the SEMA build, check that out at our, I mean, you can head straight from our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, or you can just, I mean, if you scroll down there, we've got every access to social media on that page, whether you're on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, doesn't matter what you're on. You can hit it right there from our homepage, or just go straight to Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And there's some serious stuff out there. I mean, the pictures you'll see from the SEMA build, behind the scenes shots, I mean, all the sponsors that have stepped up to the plate, these guys have stepped up to the plate with us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, BEM, because of the quality that we do produce. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't come from nonsense that people see, read, hear, state, quote online. Yep. You know, there's only two people in every situation that know the truth to anything. You know, and until you have all those sides of the stories, you can't stand and make your own opinion. If you do, that's the way you live your life. Fine. Get out of mind.
Well, the funny thing about it is we're talking about a gal by the name of Jane Taylor. And we're going to release all of the facts here, very shortly. And Jane, you know, you need to find a life. You really do. You, Dave Morales, and the rest of your crew, I'm looking at you and telling you straight up, you need to find a life. Okay. If you want to see the quality of what we build tomorrow, we'll be down, at the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, exit 71 here in South Florida. You have a chance to get on a plane. You and Dave come down, see what really goes on. Okay. Because your slighted variation of the story, your edited lies, and your attempts to step in the way of our clients and our people isn't working. It hasn't been successful one time, and everybody thinks you're a joke. I would submit, Jane Taylor, that you put your life to good. Instead of monitoring everything that
that'll
we're doing,
happen.
Jane Taylor and Dave Morales, instead of hiding behind keyboards and calling my clients and calling my people, Jane Taylor and Dave Morales, why don't you reach out and touch somebody's life in a personal way? Why don't you do something charitable? When was the last time you held the door for somebody? When was the last time you bought somebody a pair of shoes? When was the last time you fed somebody? When was the last time you did anything positive in your life that you could lay down and say your prayers at night, Dave Taylor, Dave Morales, and Jane Taylor? When was the last time you said your prayers at night and you were able to thank God for all of the wonderful things in your life and the opportunity to have helped somebody that day?
Not going
to
happen. They're lousy people.
They're lousy people.
They strive off of being bottom feeders and negative and trying to take other people out that are successful. But the reality of it is, man, you know, we're here, we're doing our thing. And,
we're not going anywhere.
We're going to keep cruising, man. It's, you know, we've got a lot of crazy rides going on, a lot of insane rides coming out of the facility right now. I mean, we've cranked out so much stuff over the past few months, man. The past, I'd say 4 or 5 months, we have turned out so much stuff in terms of, I mean, everything from pro touring rides to classics to, I mean, just basic maintenance items we've done on a couple of these things to the high ends, the 6 and 7 figure rides to, you know, man, we're really, really coming down the end of the line for a couple of these older, bigger projects we've been working on here. You know, they've taken us 2-3 years to get these things start to finish where they are. But I'll tell you what, man, these things are looking insane, dude. And I can't wait to start releasing all these photos of them. You know, there's so much stuff that I just don't even put out there, man, because, you know, we only want the public to see so much stuff.
Yep.
Because of people like, you know, these two you're referring to all the time, man. It's, you know, they reach out no matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're uploading just pure strength. I mean, you can't argue the fact when you look at a piece of quality and you say, man, that's good. You know, there's still people out there that are, oh, there's always some sort of side comment or blow. It's like, yo, man, come on.
Do something with your hair.
Just admit it when you see the truth.
Yeah, do something with your hair and your look. Stop monitoring me. Don't worry about me. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Dennis Overholser from Painless Performance. Painless is auto electric done Bubba style. Dennis, good morning. Are you with us, sir?
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
We're doing good. Doing good. Getting ready for another big day on the car show circuit today.
Right on, man. Where is Painless today? Tell us where they are, man.
Well, I'm I'm home right now. We've got a big benefit car show here in Weatherford, Texas today, so I'm going to go down there, drive my panel truck down after a while, spend the day, and raise some money for charities, and have a good time.
When was the last time some people did something positive? Well, Painless Performance, Dennis Overhaul, always out there touching people in a positive way, always doing charitable work. Bub, you've seen that panel van of his, haven't you?
Yes. I've seen all of Dennis's rides. They're bar none, dude. They're beautiful. They're top notch. They took a long time to build, but I'll tell you what, man, they look the part.
And he's got a whole setup down there at his house in Texas, man. It's almost like an old school shop and an old school garage, man. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, really, really cool, man. We love it.
Hey, Dennis, what's the latest going on down there at Painless? How is everything, man? How is the staff and what's the latest in technologies and innovation coming out of Painless? Talk to us, man.
Well, everything's going well. We're still, heavily involved in the four-wheel drive market as our number one segment. We're now in the process of developing some new Mopar harnesses we've been asked for years and years, so we've got that coming. We've got the new Pro Series, which is like our universal kits, but they come with all the heat shrink, the special terminals, the housings, to make a do-it-yourself plug-and-play harness, so that's coming out in the next month. Progressing right along. Everything's good.
Let's talk. Go ahead, Bob.
You know what I ought to do? I was just thinking about it. I don't know why I never thought about it before. But as you know, we've done a lot of the Jeep JK series here at DM. I'll tell you what, man, another one of our really, really, really good friends in the industry is Kerry from Deviate, man. He does a lot. We ought to hook him up with Dennis as well for all of those Jeep JK, the Rocker series panels that they have right there in front of the shifter assembly.
Dennis, have you ever talked to Kerry over there at Deviate Motorsports?
I haven't personally. I have, I don't know who Derek's talked to or, any of the other guys that are in the office every day. But
let me make sure that you guys are connected this week. Yeah, I'll connect you guys this week. Kerry specializes in lifted trucks and in Jeeps. And I think that would be a great connection for Painless because, Bub, you won't.
He does a lot with lighting and a lot of electrical wiring as well.
He sure does.
A lot. That'd be really good. I don't know if that connection's been made yet.
No.
Well, email me the information. I'll pass it on to Derek, and we'll see if we can't make a connection. Sure enough.
That would be excellent, man, because Kerry is like Bub with the cars and the trucks and the motorcycles. He specializes in lifted trucks and things like that. And that would be a really good, marketing, but revenue source for Painless because that's what he does, Bub. That's what he does.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think about that earlier. Yeah, how is that going, Dennis? I know you guys released that here pretty recently for the Jeep JK series. That is what you guys call that the Trail Rocker assembly, or what is that called?
The Trail Rocker.
Right on, Bob.
Trail Rocker. We have a ball now for the JKs, CJs, TJs, and the universal one, for truck, the big three trucks and so forth. So we've got something for everybody's applications this time.
And,
wow.
And Bub, when I hear Dennis use terms like, AJ, CJ, TJ, all of that, tell the world what that means.
So, and that's actually new to me. So that was the first one right there for me was that I thought, Dennis, this was only for that Jeep JK series. I didn't know that you guys had expanded it into the older models as well.
Right. Yeah. The CJ, the CJ Jeeps are the older models, I don't remember the year breaks, but. Mm-hmm. They had they came out and the real popular ones are real short wheelbase, and then they expanded in the 90s to the YJ. Those are the ones with the rectangular headlights that you see out there. And then after the YJ was the TJ, which looks it's better known as the Wrangler.
I think that went up to I want to say Dennis maybe 04. Maybe 04, something maybe a little like after that, 08.
Yeah. And then when the YJs came out, those were the four doors. But you can still get a JK, I'm sorry. You can still get a JK and a two-door because that's what Adrian has, the president of Famous. He has a –
wow.
So they're coming out with a brand new one this year, I think.
They are.
About it, but I don't remember what the TK or something like that. But anyways,
That sounds pretty close. I want to say that's it.
So we're working on, making sure we have something for all these four-wheelers out there having a good time and being safe out on the trail.
I have two questions, Bob and Dennis. Number one, why is Painless seeing such an upsurge in the four-wheel drive market? Is there statistically, is there anything that backs that or suggests what that's coming from, Dennis?
Well, what we see is the street rod industry, 25, 30 years ago, it was mom and dad and you load the kids and put your stuff in a trailer or whatever and go out and have a great time. And the street riding business got so, the cars got so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The people of today are looking for a different avenue. So now mm-hmm. they can buy an old seat, throw the dog in, the cooler, the wife, the kids, and here we go, and have a great time camping or whatever for a fraction of what it would cost to go street riding. So in mm-hmm. my opinion, jeeping and, trail riding and so forth has become the new street riding.
Wow.
Interesting.
And that's funny too, that you say that, Dennis, because that is truly the way, we've been very quickly, and pretty solid switching the business model, over the past 7-8 months because of that same situation. The classics and the pro tourings, while they are still beautiful rides, they're, there's always going to be a historical side to them. There's always going to be a fun side to them. Everybody's always going to have their memories with them. They're getting to a point where, to have something that's comparable, to compete in today's car world, especially in that older side, is, very easy to build a car that's going from 50, 60, 70, 80, $120, $150,000. I mean, they're very high end, what you consider Restomod Pro Touring cars anymore. And that's not really the average guy's budget, in this industry. So, like you're saying, getting out there and being able to buy a Jeep and do the whole thing for 30 or 40 is a lot more conservative. A mom can do it. A dad can do it. A family can do it. Whatever.
Well, another thing too, in the Rust Belt up in the north, the JKs have become so popular because they got room for the family. They're four wheel drive. They're high enough where they can get through the snow. This type of thing. So they have become very popular in that aspect as well compared to the little squatty front wheel drive cars that get stuck on a water puddle. So
yep.
Yeah. Front drive technology was certainly shoved down the Americans' throat, wasn't it? Coming out of Europe and everything like that. It was touted to be the best thing in the world, and it just didn't perform.
Well, it's great on a dry pavement, but that's I swore I'd never own another front wheel drive car. I've got one.
Yeah,
it's all wheel drive. It's, a big difference.
Yeah, the torque steer on them, and it's terrible. But one of the things, coming out of the A bodies, the B bodies, I'm referring to the Mopars, mm-hmm. especially in the 60s and 70s when mm-hmm. they were really kind of mm-hmm. dominating the road, mm-hmm. The electrical systems in those cars was totally different. Oof. And everything ran through the back of the speedometer cluster.
Yeah.
And you came up with a very ingenious way to completely modernize that system. And I've seen you put tremendous amounts of R&D into figuring out these wiring systems. And mm-hmm. you always went to, of course, your Painless cart mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Obtained the wiring to build these things and all of that. And now Dennis is saying that they are now working in the Mopar realm. Talk a little bit about the complexity of those Mopar systems. And then I want Dennis to tell us what they're developing over there at Painless.
Yeah, man. It's, as everybody knows, true Mopar guys. I mean, those guys are a totally different breed of cat if you're a true, Mopar enthusiast. Yeah. The guys are super anal about things. Everybody knows every little small detail about how to read the VIN numbers and, the engine size and the codes that should be stamped on them. And that's the way Mopar guys are, right? There's still GM guys out there, especially in the Corvette class, the Z28 sure. class. There's a lot of guys out there like that, but those Mopars, man, they were, when it came to their electrical systems, man, they were either, taken care of and well-maintained, or they were just butchered and destroyed, man. And it's, there are a lot of features to them, externally regulated alternators on them. So, the alternator had a side mounted regulator. Then there were, ballast resistors for the point style ignitions. This is pre-electronic ignition on those things. Components always went bad, and whenever something went bad, people would bypass maybe the alternator wiring, to running ignition hot out to it, and the car would either run on when you turn the key off, or it wouldn't charge properly. It would charge 15 plus volts. You know, it was never limiting where it should. The gauges half the time never worked in those cars. That was because the way that the charging system ran, it all ran through the gauges of the car, through the actual volt gauge, the amp meter all the time. That was the way it was wired. It was wired to an all-time hot, and those things melted a lot.
Yep,
and they just started falling apart. And, you know, now it's great to see where Painless has taken this system.
So in about 30 seconds, Dennis, because we're at the top of the hour, tell us, what are you developing for that Mopar line?
Well, we have a universal harness now, but we're developing a lot of the connectors and so forth. Not like the originals. They'll fit the original parts, but we're going to upgrade all this to, you know, capability and so forth, the current capability of all these different things, and make them a whole lot more better.
Well, we're going to talk about then next week. Can we talk more about that Mopar harness, please?
Yes, I'll be in Pomona, California for the Off-Road Expo next Saturday.
Nice.
But if I get opportunity between customers, I'll call you.
We'll do it then. Dennis, thank you for joining us today. Good luck out there at that charity event. We are at the top of the hour. We're going to jump out of here. We love you, Dennis. Painless is Auto Electric done Bubba style.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, Bub, that's it. Top of the hour.
Yep.
Everybody stay tuned for what we're going to drop this week. Jane Taylor and Dave Morales, you guys are going to be looking forward. Don't hate people. Remember, you can only hate so often before people push back. It's part of being positive. It's part of having good karma.
Yep.
Bub, we're at the top of the hour. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa. Go see Robin and Layla today. Lots of great stuff going on at the boutique, isn't there, Bub?
A lot of good things,
How
man.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? 561-660-6695. Go see the ladies for the latest in premium boutique apparel and accessories. Morpheus Design, thank you to Jesse Morpheus and Jeff Morpheus for coming in and joining us today. Morpheus's design and wraps done Bubba style. Torque Auto Storage, Torque and Morpheus are right there, man. They're great people, man. Good people, man. A lot of exotics. You want to see some cool rides, go down and visit those guys, man. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We'll see you guys there tomorrow. Exit 71 here in beautiful, sunny South Florida at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, 8 to 1 p.m. Bub, until tomorrow, what are we going to do, Bub?
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know we had some choppy transmission getting out to you today. I'm sorry, Verizon's trying to get all that under control. We were certainly here in the studio to bring you the best we could. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Now, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Someone has their hands full, open the door for them. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, go to Payless. It's cheap, ladies and gentlemen. And if somebody's hungry on the corner, look inside your heart, feed them. McDonald's, 7-Eleven. Anything just to get some nourishment in them. Everybody, have a really, really super great weekend.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.